chapter 8. Ran across this in devotions this morning. Likewise, the Spirit helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And so as you start out on your Friday, or you pick this up maybe on Saturday, I know that a lot of us will start out, we'll pray. And so as I just was reminded as I began my day, that there's times that I really don't know what to pray. And so I'll make my best effort to say, okay, Father, these are some things that are going on in my heart, or this is a situation that I'm praying for. And a lot of times, you know, we have our thoughts. We think, okay, God, we think this, we're praying this, and we're praying that. And then there's other situations that we're saying, you know what, I don't even really know what to pray. Or maybe you're thinking through a situation, and you're just trying to process a situation. And so you've let all your thoughts go, and you're sitting there, and then this automatically, it's like the Holy Spirit gives you another thought. Like something just pops into your mind. And so as you enter into this day, I would encourage you to pray. I don't want you to get overwhelmed, and it doesn't have to be all the special words, and you might not even know exactly what to pray. But what's so neat is the Holy Spirit will intercede for us in groanings. And then the verse that kind of comforted my heart is that Romans 8:28. For we know that those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. And so as we start out our day, we really don't know what's going to happen today. Or if you pick this up in the evening and your day's over and you're back home and you're like, man, what in the world? You can know that whatever's taking place today, that our Father said, yes, I'm going to go ahead and, yep, that situation. Yes, that situation. You can know that he's allowing these things to happen so that all things, I know this is a phrase, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, straight out of my Bible. But sometimes that's hard to process. God, what are you trying to teach me? Or you might run into something and you might not get an answer for 6 months, a year, 10 years. But as you look back, you'll see, oh, God, you allowed me to go through that situation, all the bumps and bruises, because now I'm in another situation and I want to help someone. And because you and the Holy Spirit have helped me navigate this situation, now I can say some things to a friend, saying, okay, here's something that I went through, that God allowed me to work through. You know, that old verse, Romans chapter 12, or Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. All right, God, I'm going to run this race that's marked out for me. So he knew what was going to happen in your day today. He knows what's going to happen in our day tomorrow. What's important for us to do is to start our day with the right attitude. Here I am, Father. Here's my situation. Here I am, Father, and I don't even know what to pray, but I'm going to let you, the Holy Spirit, intercede for me. Father, I know something's going to be true. At the end of this day, all things are going to work together for good. And if that is something that's going on in my life, then I would also say, I want to add this to this thing, to our time. Don't live in the past. You cannot fix yesterday. Your only hope is for today. So often, Christians, Christ followers, people who say they love Jesus are still living in something that happened to them 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Not that everything's going to go away, not that it's going to be perfect. You can't fix it all, but you can say, God, I'm not going to let the past determine what's going on in my life today. So Jesus, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be in our Let's Talk time. Thank you for whoever's going to pick this up. You already know, and then there's never been a day that you didn't know. So whoever listens today, as they seek your face in the morning, as there's things that are on their heart, may they lay them at your feet. And then the Holy Spirit, would you step in ways that we can't pray? We don't know what to pray, but we're just going to trust you in that, knowing that everything that's going to take place today, all things are going to work together for good to those who love you. So we love you, and it's easy to say that. Now may we trust you with the outcome of our day, outcome of our week, outcome of our family, because we don't want to live in the past. We want to live for you today. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this Let's Talk. Have a great day.